From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spill, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome again to Beers with the Brewers, recorded here in the Kickstarter room at the Land Grant Brewing Company Tap Room. I'm Mark Richards. Got Walt Keyes on the mic today.
Hello.
Dan Schaefer on the mic today from Land Grant.
Ahoy.
And special guests. So we've got special guests this week. Colin Vent and Colin Castor from Seventh Son Brewing Company. So we call you Brewing Company?
Yeah, we're Brewing
That's
Company.
We make beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you never know if someone's a brewery or
There's a lot of different, yeah.
Yeah, right?
There's beer a lot. Company. We don't even have anything for Antiques on High. We could be anything.
Just antiques, yeah. And also antiques. Let's not forget. And I think the beer we're talking about today will fit in really well there. We've got the Sports and Jorts collaboration this week. So pretty exciting. Yeah. Sports is refreshing, citrusy, tart, and salty. What are you guys saying about those jorts?
Pretty close to that. I'd say it's fruit punch with an exclamation point.
Denim.
Yeah. Tart. Lightly salty.
A lot of legs.
Yeah. Above the knee.
A lot of skin.
Yeah. I think the inspiration was originally the red Gatorade flavor, tropical fruit punch.
Nice.
Yeah. A little bit of that. A little bit, honestly, for me, going back to the old Hawaiian fruit punch, too. A little bit of that. Yeah. Kind of chasing that character.
Yeah, and ours was vaguely inspired by Citrus Cooler, another classic Gatorade
Citrus
flavor.
Citrus Cooler, yeah.
Was that the green one or the orange one?
It was orange.
Okay, I can't remember.
Yeah, I just remember reading an article that said it was Michael Jordan's favorite flavor, which as an adult I realize is now marketing, but it worked on me as a like 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Well, I really got two big events to talk about. First one's Saturday. This upcoming Saturday is the 5-year anniversary party here at the Tap Room and Beer Garden. That's going noon to midnight, thereabouts. It is free, so come, bring your friends and family, and whoever you want. It'll be a good time for all. A lot of music all day long, starting at 1. We got Hebdo, then WYD, as I'm told they pronounce it, Zoo Trippin' Fables, and then our headliner, Columbus's favorite, St. Seneca, playing at 8. I've heard a rumor that they're going to be going on a little closer to 9, but also Ohio State is playing Nebraska at 7:30. We've obtained a jumbotron of sorts to be here. It'll be on all day long, because we are definitely bringing up the sports part of this Sports and Jorts thing. And then I'll be here Sunday as well for the Browns game, if that's your thing, so come on down for that. But yeah, anniversary party. There's a huge list of beers on our website, landgrantbrewing.com/anniversary. Go check those out. Infusions, one-offs, barrel-aged stuff, all that good stuff. So, yeah, come on down Saturday all day long. Good times. See you there. And then next weekend, well, next Thursday, so a week from the release of this podcast, right, at Seventh Son.
Yep,
at Seventh Son.
We're doing the sort of release party event for these two beers. There will be a jorts contest, which...
Kind of a play on horse.
Yeah. So jorts, when you say jorts contest, it could go any number of ways. But the idea here is a Nerf basketball...
Game of horse.
Game of horse. But
spelling jorts.
I think there's going to be a pop a shot
but
there,
the marketing
too.
Wizards wave their wand, and we're going to spell out jorts instead. And a pop a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, a pop a shot has been obtained. And then... Next Sunday, so October 6th, we're going to have a 3-on-3 basketball tournament here. Maybe the dumbest thing we've ever done.
At least it's not boxing.
But yeah, we're building a basketball court out in the beer garden.
How's that going? Your guys' workers' comp or ours?
Yours.
I think it's our nonprofit partner.
We Amplify Voices is going to
have some disclaimers.
Yeah, all involved have signed a disclaimer. But yeah, so... Breweries, bands, bars, Jenny's Ice Cream, all coming down here to play 3-on-3 basketball. So come down, watch a bunch of people that don't know how to play basketball, drink some beers. There's going to be some live music. You can try both of these beers that day as well, but you can try them before that if you want. And, so that's Sunday, October 6th. That's all I got to talk about today. We don't need to go any further than that. We've got guests.
We'll start off with the beer we're drinking, the sports side of the Sports and Jorts collaboration. And we got the man behind the recipe himself down here, Dan Schaefer.
We do. The base is pretty much our standard Goza base with 80% Swain Pils and 20% red wheat. We did, I think it's like a pound and a half of salt in the boil. And it's nice with citrus. You can get away with using a bit less. So I think total it was probably around half pound per gallon. Three parts tangerine to one part grapefruit, I think is what we did.
Now, Dan, was this the same base recipe that was the original Sports and Jorts collaboration?
And the grist, yeah. But it just kind of made sense last year. We did the lemon-lime sports drink thing that we just do the orange this year. But I don't care for most blood orange beers that I've had. So I think that's why we decided to go the tangerine route. Although I did just have a lovely one in Puerto Rico.
Nice.
Yeah. Was that Ocean Lab? Good job, guy. You'll never hear that.
you don't know how far your fan base goes.
We can hashtag them.
I'm sure we'll hashtag them. Just waiting for the release of this. Just
make its way down to Puerto Rico.
Waiting for the drop. Oh my God, they mentioned this. But yeah, it pretty much is what it says. You get the fruit up front, nice tart acidity, but not over the top. A little bready finish. Let you know you're actually drinking a beer, and a little punch of salt keeps you coming back for more.
Very nice. Very refreshing.
Agreed.
Yeah, good for our extended summer we're having.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so, I can't remember the last 90 degree late September.
Get used to it.
Yeah, it's pretty warm.
Are we entering the weather portion of our podcast?
Yeah, the weather portion.
Adam likes to give extended conversation analysis of the weather.
The wind blows in the heat and it blows it out. Just depends on pressures and such.
Yeah.
So we got Colin and Colin here to hear all about the
Jorts side of things.
Well, fruit punch Goza.
I have to apologize. We weren't able to bring any down for you guys to sip on, but like I mentioned earlier, we got our cans about 5 minutes ago, so stuff's still in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
But we're canning and kegging that off tomorrow.
Awesome.
Built similarly, base of our silo malt, which is somewhere between a pilsner and a pale ale, so about a 2-ish on the old Love Bond, which is kind of nice. And then I think we were around 30% malted wheat. We hit it pretty heavy with calcium chloride in addition to the sodium chloride to kind of get that rounder mouth feel on it. It was kind of fun. And since we were doing like fruit punch, I wanted to find a hop that could maybe kind of do that a little bit also. Mm-hmm. So I got that characteristic out of Idaho 7 personally. And we do a hop stand where we kind of lower the temperature on a whirlpool so we can dump a bunch of hops in there without any bitterness. So we're only at like 6 IBUs, but we got a decent amount of hops into that thing. Let it ferment out, and then added a whole bunch of fruit. It's got cherry, both sweet and tart. It's got guava, passion fruit, tangerine, peach, apricot, plum, pineapple, maybe even a box of pomegranate for good measure.
Why not?
Yeah,
you realize the plum was in there.
Oh, yeah. A lot of plum.
That's a lot of fruit.
It's a lot of fruit. It's
fruit punch, I
did some research. The original fruit punch flavor was like 7 different fruits, and I kind of took those and modeled them off of what I could get in our purees and things like that.
Where does the original fruit punch come from? Is that like a high C
thing? I think it's Hawaiian fruit punch. It's like back to like the 40s or something. So,
like the Hawaiian punch guy that
runs
to the
punchy.
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
Your logo here actually reminds me of like...
It is kind of...
Not in a cease and desist kind of way, but...
It's like
in a pleasant way.
It's like a basketball Kool-Aid man.
Yeah. He's got his jorts on. He's got his, you know, hipster hat on.
Sports.
Made of basketball.
In the mirror ball.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So yeah, that's where ours is at. The color... isn't really red. I was kind of shooting for that with some of the redder, with the cherries and stuff, but we ended up in a kind of a nice peachy color. So close your eyes. It helps to kind of, you know, it smells and tastes like fruit punch, but it doesn't really look it. No red number five in there, I guess. Nah. So,
I mean, that would have made it very authentic to the fruit punches, but
probably should have gotten red number five. All right. I mean,
keep
why
it,
not?
Keep it natural.
If you can put a cake in a beer, why not red number five, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So, we'll have that cans and drafts starting tomorrow. Send off to the distributor and get them ready for the party on the weekend and all that. So
right on. I have to stop by tomorrow night and have one.
Yeah, and Colin's not used to being in podcast time, so when he says tomorrow, he means today.
Tonight.
That's a good
right
point.
Now. Right now. Yesterday. Well, no. Probably right shoot. Now.
Unless you're listening very early in the morning.
Yeah, I'm sure Puerto Rico,
sure
right?
Puerto Rico is tuning in as the second it comes out. But
isn't Puerto Rico an Eastern as well? It's the same time zone as us.
Yeah, so Thursday evening, afternoon, it'll be available.
It is the tip that Bermuda Triangle however, so things could get weird. You just never know.
The beer will never make it down there.
Probably not. Where are we heading next, Mark?
We don't have theirs to crush, but...
I'm apologizing for that.
How crushable are these beers?
I mean...
How crushable is it?
Ours is only 4.5% alcohol, so that alone, it should be pretty easy to put that thing down.
That lists crushability. So we go 1 to 6 on crushability.
Oh, okay.
And mostly because there are 6 cans coming in a 6-pack.
Oh.
Don't think you have to drink all 6 and operate heavy machinery or an automobile or anything, because we would not advise that. But just basically, how drinkable is this beer, 1 to 6?
I'm going to say a 7. I'm saying it goes there.
Well, I think 7, going son. There. You know,
like breach etiquette.
This one goes to 7.
Yeah, 7, son goes 7. That makes sense.
It's fine beer. It's got the fruit. It's got the saltiness. Same thing you guys have. I mean, it the style itself lends it to, like, you want to drink more of these. Mm-hmm. You start drinking one, you want to finish a can. I didn't even want to drink today, and here I am.
There you are. We sucked you in.
You did it.
I'd say, yeah. I mean, I think with its, I mean, ours is what, 4.4?
Yep.
And yours is 4.5.
We won.
I haven't tasted yours, but I assume it's also probably going to be a 6, and I'd say this is a 6 as well.
Nice. Thank you.
So that's a 12 on the...
A 12 out of 12?
On the variety pack crushability scale.
Awesome. You're going
we
full
do not
six?
Have variety
Are
packs
you
available.
Full six?
God, that would be kind of sweet if we could actually pull that off somehow. It would never happen in the real world, but a variety pack would be kind of cool.
I think just you saw one at the grocery store.
You could two different breweries?
Three.
Wow.
Platform I think Cavalier's put them together.
They made all those beers.
No.
A Cavalier?
There's a Cavalier box. It's Fathead's, Mad Tree, That's and somebody I'm forgetting.
I wonder if Fathead's and Mad Tree know about them. I'm just kidding.
He's reboxing them in the warehouse.
They just got a guy, one of their drivers.
There's a gap in our IRI here. We would be able to, I mean, you could do it through the tap room. I mean, we could buy it from you. Buy cases from you. And you could buy cases from us, and you could just repack them into 6-packs.
You could if the man didn't know about it.
I think
we'd be allowed to.
Tap room only. We can
as long as it doesn't fall under repackaging, I guess, because it never leaves the can.
As long as you guys supply the labor to break out all the pack techs and then put them back together, we're down.
I can see that.
They got that new canning line, so they're saving a lot of time.
We can just feed 3 on each side.
That might be something to figure out for our next time we do it.
Next collaboration. Sure. Yeah. It might be too late in the game. We'll figure it out now.
Yep.
I saw on the paper this is our 3rd collaboration in as many years. Our first one was that
we did Scorched Earth. And then Sports and Jorts 1, and now Sports and Jorts 2.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Goes way back.
Yeah. If the listening crowd wants to do that, you could just buy a 6-pack of each and
make your own.
You can put them in a snazzy cardboard box and call it a 12-pack.
And then take them back out.
Send some pictures.
Hashtag
us.
Yeah, hashtag it, Walt. Dan, what do you think of crushability on this? I don't think we heard your report.
I think it's quite obviously a 6.
You have 6 going already, don't you?
Oh, Dan's had 6.
It's been a long week.
Dan's had 6.
It is Wednesday, after all.
Not in Puerto Rico anymore.
Kid?
Ah. All right, anybody got anything else they want to talk
Thanks
about?
Thanks for that, Captain.
What, anything fun going on at Seven Sun these days?
You know, so we have
trying not to have any fun.
No fun in that place.
And you got just stay away. Antiques too. You got all kinds of stuff.
That's even less fun.
Yeah, you know, it's the
it's serious stuff.
It's the perfect time of the year for patios in general. So both the places, you guys got a sweet patio, giant patio here. Antiques has a rooftop patio. That's always fun. There's a new hazy we put out there, Mall Rat. It's pretty killer.
New sour too.
Yeah, the
crushed velvet.
Crushed velvet is awesome.
Local red and black raspberry infused sour ale.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Real tasty on that one.
Yeah, Antiques has a kind of one of the better, the sneakier, better patios in town.
Yeah, that rooftop is still kind of like a hidden gem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first time I went up there, I mean, I think it was winter, and I didn't realize that it was, I think you guys had it closed up.
And, yeah, it was enclosed.
Yep. And then I came back, and it was wide open. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, we got some special panels made. Mm-hmm. So, like, once a year, I think it'll be, like, November 1st, we're going to tentatively close it off unless this kind of extra long summer pulls into November, too. But probably it won't. So, yeah, we got that patio going. Seven Sun, we have a homage t-shirt release thing that we're doing at one of the homage stores, but we're gonna have
the shirt you're wearing right now,
which I am modeling right now.
Oh, that's a nice shirt.
Doing Short North and Short North and Easton, actually.
Yeah, Short North and Easton, and we're having some beers over there, and then of course we're gonna have the shirts for sale at Seventh Sun as well. And that's kind of it's one of those things. If you live in Columbus, you have to have an homage shirt. Mm-hmm. If you've been, I feel legitimatized now. Yeah. In some way, you know.
Yep. Yeah. The good folks over there. It's a good looking shirt, I gotta say.
Well,
even
thanks.
On you.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I feel like there should probably be more shit talking in general. And the reason this collaboration started was basically like shit talking.
Yeah.
Between I don't know if that story's been gone over, but Land Grant is of course the sporty brewery, which is why they bring in Jumbotrons and things of that nature for sporting events.
No Jumbotron at
Antiques. We have cat events at our brewery.
And then we do like cats and knitting circles and things like that.
You get the flea
we get the
and all that. I'm sure a lot of jorts have been purchased at the flea.
I mean, crafty. Yeah. You can't get much more Jordy. There's going to probably be, I imagine, because I think the flea is a flea this, but it's next
soon,
weekend.
Soon,
Yeah, the flea is next, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday. And that will have probably the largest concentration of jorts.
Very jorty.
In the city at the time.
Vendors, attendance, the whole thing.
Yeah,
men, women, children, everyone in jorts.
Yeah. And then the same day we're having a basketball tournament. So there you go. That's sports and jorts in a nutshell right there.
It really is.
If you needed to know any more, just look at the Facebook calendar.
Come watch some terrible amateur basketball and then go buy some knickknacks at the flea.
Yeah, actually, our team, we've had a little bit of trouble wrangling together a team and getting practices. Because we...
You only need three people.
And most of our staff works at these flea things.
Yeah, that's
and
true,
then
yeah.
We don't have a very athletic staff anyway. Hopefully they won't hear this. But I'm just going to say that. Finding people who could actually play a game of basketball.
Baseball.
Sportsball.
Sportsball. Yeah. You'll notice I'm not on the roster personally. Yeah. So.
But on the flip side, you guys managed to put together a pretty kick-ass employee band last year.
That's coming up. That's Saturday, isn't it?
You might
Fobs are playing again.
Oh, yeah. They're back. I think they're headlining.
I'm going to make it over. So we've got between Wolf's Ridge and here, we've got the trolley running.
Heard about
you
that.
Know, because of the two anniversary parties coinciding.
Free rides.
It's my wife's birthday party, too. So if you guys want to stop by that, she'd love that.
We can make all the stops. Yeah. So I'm going to stop over and see the Fobs. Make sure, because when we arrived at Ace Cups, when you played the first time, we were late. We just missed it. You guys just walked off stage, and we were bummed. Missed all the good stuff.
They did a pretty good job. And now Burton is, she's the lead singer now. So we got a fancy fancy new female lead singer.
The sound has evolved.
They're always switching it up, keeping it fresh.
Right on. You got anything else?
We
got
to get our act together. Rhyme time.
Yeah, we'll get our rhyme time act together for the next one.
Dan, how many deep are you? Did you move into your seventh down there yet?
I'm trying to keep it on an even keel. I've got a lot to do today.
Roger that. Roger that. All right. What do you think?
I'm good.
Call it
you
a
guys got anything else you want to talk about?
No. It was fun. Really tasty beer, you guys. Good job.
Yeah, this is a really nice beer.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened if we poured the both of them in a glass at the same time and drank it.
I bet it tastes good.
I think we're really going to do that.
Yeah. Just even a little more fruity.
Yeah. Maybe at the event we can get some big liter steins and just fill them up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
Who's on your team? Who's your roster?
And which one's the ringer?
Yeah, I keep hearing about this ringer.
We don't have a real ringer. Tony, our sales guy, apparently played college basketball.
That was it.
Yeah, he sustained a major injury with surgery. Yeah, I don't think he's on.
I think ringer is probably a strong term for Tony.
There's some rumor Colin played with Braun.
Colin played in an AAU basketball. Our bartender Colin, who Adam and I have known since
one
college,
L or two L's.
One L.
Goddamn right.
Played high school AAU game against LeBron James's AAU team, and he blocked LeBron's shot.
I don't even know why we're going to show up.
And then LeBron's team won by like 75 points.
Like, tell him to pitch tent like underneath the basket, sort of Chief style, and just lob it up there.
Yeah. Goaltend and yeah.
So those sports terms.
I don't know. Maybe Colin could be a ringer. I don't know. We'll see.
We got a 6'6" brewer, but I don't think he's
ever played basketball.
Very doesn't play. Yeah.
Are we allowing subs for this? I imagine you're just like throwing bodies at
I think you're allowed to have four people on the team, and then you can have a celebrity coach if you want. So you guys could get whoever you want to coach.
Do you guys have a celebrity? Now I feel like I should line up
celebrity. Marcy Mays.
I'm not sure if Kayla's playing or if she's our coach, but she's going to tell us what to do.
Right,
the team to watch out for, I think, is the Falters Meats team, starring Amber and Taylor.
Okay.
Danny works there.
Yeah, Amber, our bartender, is that's the family business, Amber Falter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We might have to get some info from Danny, see what's going on down there.
What the training regimen looks like. Is this in like a cooler, punching a side of beef?
This will help with basketball.
It's the wrong sport.
Cool. I'm good. You want to shut this down?
I'm good. Hey, guys, thanks a lot for joining us this week.
Oh, my pleasure. Awesome.
Thanks for having
us.
Look forward to these two events, both next Thursday, the 3rd, at 7 Sun. Mm-hmm. Get a little jorts in.
I think you're right.
Shot.
Yeah, 3rd. Good job.
And then on the
6th,
the Franklinton Fall Classic at Landgrant.
Yeah.
Get your sports on.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice. Feel good about it.
Get your sports on. That's the Landgrant way.
Get your sports on. Get your jorts on. Tip your bartenders.
Sports on with your jorts on.
Yeah.
Cheers, gentlemen. Thanks.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cool.